looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change, wishing you could keep the faith, longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Everybody, Living on a Prayer. Michelle Morgan. Monday has come again, and we're free for all on today, which means phone lines are open, which means you can call me with any question, any topic, anything you want to know. I have answers, and hopefully they're the answers that you want. Anyway, the number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. 3062. I'm going to do my little yakety yak thing for a few minutes and then we'll go to the phone lines. So happy day after Mother's Day, all you moms out there. I had a great Mother's Day, except I ate way too much. Oh my goodness. I'm going to be paying for that all week. Lots of food, lots of good company with family. Great times. Barb's looking especially adorable today, listeners. I'm telling you, she's our little fashionista. You should see this girl. She's adorable. And great green you have on today, Barbie. You look fabulous. So, host page on contacttalkradio.com. Click on iTunes to subscribe to this show. That way we know who's out there subscribing and listening, which is kind of fun. And you can rate this show as well. That's pretty groovy. Gives me some good feedback from everybody. Archives on the media page of my website, michellemorgan.org. Michelle with one L. Morgan.org. And always, if there's a topic you want me to cover, you want me to talk about something in particular, please send me an email or shoot me a message on my Facebook fan page. We have some great discussions going on the fan page, actually. And in particular, the recent one is about polarity in the workplace. There's some great questions about that. That is a incredibly collective experience that people have in this world, women in particular, dealing with reversed polarity in the workplace. So some great stuff going on there. And of course, if you like the music on the show, and who wouldn't, because my Barbalicious producer is the music maestro of the century, you can go to iTunes and download the songs. And I do jump on my fan page on Facebook and give you a list of those songs. Now, this last week, I didn't get to that until I believe it was yesterday, so I was behind a little bit. I'm blaming Mercury retrograde for just about everything right now. It's been an interesting one. I know everybody's pretty frustrated. So actually, that's a little segue into what I wanted to yak about for a moment, because I'm hearing a lot of the same things from clients right now, which is pretty typical. You know, the fascinating thing about us human beings is we like to think that we're having these, you know, singular personal experiences, when in fact we're having this massive microcosm, macrocosm thing. And so the frustration level, besides, you know, the Mercury retrograde thing, is really a lot of other planetary shenanigans that have been going on now for actually several years. And so one of the ways I've been helping people sort of understand what the process is right now, first of all, everything always has spiritual import. It just does, flat out. It's not just me saying that. But now more than ever, unprecedented time frame on this planet for spiritual consciousness, which translates to there's no wiggle room. You can't pretend you don't know this stuff, and you can't plead ignorance any longer. So we really have to be as impeccable as possible and clean up the stuff that we have to clean up. Divine timing. We've talked about that before several times on the show. I blog about it. I talk about it on my fan page. It's a big, big freaking issue. And the reason it is because pretty much I'm gonna go on a limb here, Barbie, and say that just about 99.99% of people are just sick and freaking tired of how long it's taking for things to change. We're in these huge crises places as a nation, as a world. Mother Nature's going completely Looney Tunes, and everybody's going, when is it going to get better? When's it going to change? When are things going to get easier, etc.? Well, here's the news flash. It ain't. It ain't going to get easier. It's not going to get quieter out there. It's going to continue, I think, for quite some time. And the reason for that is it's this giant cosmic colonic with the fire hose. We're all getting cleaned out, whether we like it or not. And everything that doesn't serve anymore is being washed away. And that is not pretty. It's not done gracefully. We all, you know, go kicking and screaming on this stuff. And so one of the things that is really important to understand for a lot of people right now who have been really in a place of following their spiritual path and doing their spiritual work, quote unquote, their prayer practices, their, you know, cultivating their relationships with God, etc. So how do you deal with the craziness that just seems to continue? Every day you're waking up and there's some new weird freaking headline, there's some new disaster going on, some new person that's done something horrible that ends up on the front page of the newspaper. So just want to have a little repeat, little run-through review of the three stages of manifestation, because that's what's applied to the situation right now. So stage one is where you're praying, you're visualizing, you're taking the action toward the things you want to manifest. Everybody I'm talking to is working on manifesting huge things. You know, true love, life's path, their right work, prosperity, you know, getting out of debt, whatever it is. There isn't a person I'm talking to right now that's not trying to create something new and amazing in their life. And so that stage one is when you're really going for it. You're really pushing it, and you feel good about it. You're excited. You're hopeful. Your faith is really high, and things are happening. Instant manifestations are usually frequent in stage one, where you're focused, and then boom, you see evidence of that prayer. You see evidence of that visualization, and it's really exciting, and it gets you hooked, and you're going for it. And then you hit stage two. And I believe that we are in stage two right now as a nation. Stage one was the elections. Remember that? Do you remember how extraordinary the energy was right around the elections? The whole nation there was a lot of polarization at that point between the people who were terrified of the new idea and those who were like, yay, it's about time we have something brand new. Let's go for it. But the hope and the excitement and the faith was humongous at that point. I don't recall seeing anything like that in a really long time. Now we're in stage two. And stage two is when you're still doing all the things that you were doing in stage one. You're still praying, you're still trusting, you're still having faith, you're still working at it. And things begin to stagnate or actually get worse. And I think that we're definitely seeing a lot of that as a nation. It's the dark night of the soul. Dark night of the soul is when everything seems to fall apart just prior to the manifestation of the dream. It's an in-working time, which means things are changing inside of you. There's a foundation that's being created that's essential for not only manifesting, but more importantly, sustaining what you manifest. This is the hardest time. Vast majority of people quit here. I think we're seeing that again, sort of in that global way. You know, everybody's just freaked out and starting to point fingers at the president and, you know, other people in power who we believed in and trusted and thought were, you know, amazing. What? 8 months ago, 9 months ago. So this is a phenomenon that is necessary. Because what happens in that stage two, that's when your soul is getting stretched. That's when your faith is getting stretched. And that's when all of the fears and all of the doubts of the ages, as Florence Scovel Shinn puts it, get surfaced. It's the best time in the world to take a look at your belief systems. Boy, how many of you have been listening to me yak about belief systems and patterns for the last however many months? Because that's how everything operates. So stage two is a great time to take a look at what is getting surfaced in you, what is in your face and screaming at you. Get in there and clean it up. If it's an in working, it means you have to do your housework on an internal level. Stage three, the tide turns in an instant. And I know, I will guarantee you, everybody listening
and those who are not listening
have had this experience. Your whole life turns on a dime, a phone call, a chance, quote unquote, meeting. Something happens in 24 hours, your whole life is different. Well, that's how God operates. You know, miracles don't happen slowly. The buildup can be years in the making, but the miracle, when it happens, everything changes. The master demonstration shows up. You got to be ready for that. You have to have that foundation built, because if you don't, and that dream shows up, you're going to be flailing around in it, not knowing what to do with yourself because it happens too fast. Overnight success is rarely truly an overnight experience. And when it really is, those people typically are the ones that crash and burn. And there's also a very global experience that we see of that, mainly in Hollywood, the mecca for that kind of thing. So anyway, I just want to reiterate to all of my listeners that we're in stage two right now. It's not fun. Stage two sucks, actually. And it is the most important stage. It's the stage of the growth. Growth process has to happen before you're going to give birth to whatever it is you're trying to manifest. You do not want a premature baby. Trust me. So remember, stage two, hardest stage. You don't have to like it. God's not expecting you to turn cartwheels, but you do have to be willing to honor it and stay in your process. Keep your eye on the vision. Keep your eye on the ball. Keep doing the spiritual work. Up the ante on your relationship with God. Ask for faith. When you don't have it, ask for it. You'll get it. You'll get it back. And keep on going and clean up anything that's in your face so that when your good shows up, you can keep it. So that's my little soapbox rant for today. So I think, Barb, we should probably take a little break. And then when we come back, we're going to the phone lines. We got several people on hold. Thank you, darlings. I will get to all of you, I promise. So we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret, remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
If you should ever want to be loved by anyone, It's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will not do what you want to do.
Tommy, sing it to me, baby. Oh, Barb, you're so much fun. Tom Jones, the man with sex on a stick. He was amazing, wasn't he? Absolutely amazing. I love the guy's voice. Totally love it. So, we're back. Living on a Prayer. Michelle Morgan. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Lisa from Virginia. Lisa.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Okay, I guess I'm in my second stage, as you were talking
stage
about.
Stage two. Isn't that just a ton of fun?
No, it's awful.
It's really a nasty period. So what's going on in your stage two, girl?
Well, I had an interview on Friday. I'm unemployed. I'm talented, but it's hard to find a good position. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you see a job coming up for me soon. I went in on this interview Friday, and the first thing they said is, wow, you have a powerhouse resume. What are you doing here? And I'm like, uh-oh.
Oh, dear. That's kind of a goofy thing for employers to be saying in this day and age. They should be going like, wow, you know, good for you. And yeah, everybody's looking for a job. So, yeah, that's kind of a wacky response, huh?
It is.
Yeah.
Why call me in if you feel that way?
Sure.
So.
You betcha. You're Pisces, aren't you?
I am a Pisces.
Yeah, I remember that. Well, you and I have talked before. Yeah. I could lie and just say I'm so psychic that I just completely nailed your sun sign, but I'm not gonna go there. I remember you.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, it's been a while. I've been trying.
You bet. So before I take a look at the predictive side of this, as far as a job coming, I got to ask you a question. What are you doing? What are you doing besides sending your resume out? What are you doing behind the scenes in that in working place? What are you doing as far as your faith is concerned?
Oh, actually, I'm really just doing political activities for fun. And inside, I just hope something comes along.
Okay. But where's God in this equation?
Oh,
thank you for playing. Wow, girl, if you even remotely hesitate on that question, that is the whole issue here. I am not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. You know, you can. So I want you to just listen to what I have to say to you, sweet pea, and then you can throw it away when you get off the phone, or you can take it to heart, because the single most crucial thing that you can possibly do here is not fix your resume, is not go out and make sure you have the perfect wardrobe, is not go into, you know, an interview feeling really super confident and knowing all the right things to say and bloody freaking blah. None of that matters. None of it matters. And you want to know why it doesn't matter? Because that's the human thing. And look at the human condition right now. The human condition is exploding. The human condition is in a major meltdown phase right now. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
All of our human structures are literally falling apart, which is why the world looks like it's falling apart. So what's the only other answer? Help me out here, kid. What's the only other answer? What is the key to manifesting anything that you want, whether it's a job or it's, you know, the perfect breakfast cereal? What's the key? What's the key point here?
I have a deep faith or belief in God.
Okay.
You know, and pray.
So, okay. Well, that's good. So but we got to talk about that a little bit deeper, because I'm not kidding you. You're just going to have to trust me on this one, since you can't see the cards. And I'm not just saying this to, you know, to stay on my little political, you know, positioning around God. But what's coming up really specifically here is that you are doing too many human things. You're spinning in the human. You're pushing this too hard. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a great analogy for you. So have you ever been in a swimming pool in the summer, and there's a beach ball or some floaty toy floating on the surface? And if you want that thing to come to you and you start splashing around trying to make it come to you, have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you know, under the water, you're like trying to create this current. And what happens? What happens to the beach ball? Where does it go?
Away from you.
What happens if you just sit there really calmly in that water? Where does that beach ball end up?
Eventually it floats.
It floats right to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it comes literally right to you. That is the identical thing we're talking about here. You have to be, and so hear me carefully. This is a balance. I am not saying that you sit in the pool and you twiddle your thumbs and you don't do squat.
Right.
You have got to be working with God on this one. And that means daily prayer stuff, kid. Daily. I want you to go out. I want you to spend a little money here.
Okay.
I'm talking maybe $20.
Okay.
I want you to get a couple of Catherine Ponder books. Catherine with a C, P-O-N-D-E-R. Amazing freaking stuff. All of the affirmations and prayers that I give out on this show, Catherine Ponder and Florence Scovel Shinn, two of the most brilliant women that have ever existed. And the reason why they're brilliant is because this stuff is simple. It's old, meaning it is traditional in nature. It talks about God as the Father. You've heard me talk enough about polarity to understand what I mean by that. Not God as the Father in the Christian mindset. God as the Father, as in polarity. Protector, provider, the one who's going to give you the things that you're asking for because he loves you and wants you to have it. You, sweetheart, the things that you want to do in your life aren't even about you, okay? They're God asking to be expressed through you. So it's already getting set up for you. But the problem is that we get ourselves all tangled around God's legs and he ends up powerless because we're down here trying to make it happen ourselves in a certain way. You have no idea what God has up his sleeve on this one, but you have to trust that what he has up his sleeve is better than you can even imagine. So you keep your eye on the big picture and daily prayer, daily. And I mean 15 to 20 minutes minimum. Now, that doesn't mean you do 15 to 20 minutes of prayer in the morning and then the rest of the time you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off, scrambling around trying to force things to happen. Okay?
Right.
So I take it right now, since you're calling me and you sound really good, that you're not living in a cardboard box eating out of a dumpster right now. Is that fair?
True.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your needs are being met in this moment, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a great thing. And that's a big shout out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for answered prayer. You're in a good position. So you want to continue to do what you're guided to do from a human perspective. You put those resumes out, you apply for those jobs, you go to those interviews, and you visualize and affirm, and you do all the prayer stuff. I want you to get those books because it would take me 25 hours to just skim the surface of how to make this stuff happen. Okay, I mean, I teach entire workshops on this stuff. So it's not something I can nutshell for you other than to tell you, you have to do it on a daily basis. You have to have a prayer practice and you have to have that conscious and constant relationship with God. Turn this over to him. Okay. You don't have to find the job. God's going to find it for you. You just got to take the right action. And when it seems like it's not happening, you got two choices. You can freak out or you can say, you know what? I'm a little bit scared about this and a little bit frustrated, but God, I trust you. Can't wait to see how you make this happen. Dazzle me. You got to get out of God's way. So here's, does that make sense to you, kiddo?
It does.
All right.
Perfect.
I mean it, man. If I talk to you again in the very near future, what am I going to ask you? What's my first question going to be out of my mouth to you, girl?
Where is God in all of this?
Exactly. All right. So given that, I'm going to do my psychic thing. I'm going to look at this based on what we just talked about. All right. The psychic reading is just the high road. Psychic reading is a blueprint based on what we just talked about. You're going to build the house or not when we get off this phone, all right? So this is not set in stone. You're going to determine whether this happens or not. I am getting loud and clear by the end of May or latest, the 6th or 7th of June. I don't know why that specific date's coming in, but I'm just going to trust it. You are going to have a job. And it isn't just a job. It feels like actually the best thing you've pulled into your life thus far. Now, I think you and I have actually talked before about what's coming, and I think we've also... So tell me, is that timeline... Have we talked about that timeline before?
I think the timeline was much shorter,
okay.
But this is like back, like in March. It was a while back.
Okay. And so what you need to understand about that, this is where the free will thing comes in. Okay, this is for anybody that talks to any psychic. Psychics are just going to give you information based on the energy at the moment. If you don't do what you need to do... Timelines change, you know? Some of it's divine timing, which has nothing to do with you, but a lot of it has to do with how, you know, what are you doing to make this stuff happen? If you're tangling everything up, then it's going to be bumped out farther. So.
Was this something that I've applied to? Or I should just.
I don't believe so. I think it's something that's coming. It's not. So let me tell you what it feels like to me. It feels to me like it's through a connection that you already have. So that's either through somebody that you've already worked with, a company that you already know. There's some. It's, so in other words, it's not you just pulling something out of the want ads and going for it. It feels like there's a connection that's already there. Have you gone to one situation in the last, I don't know, 3-4 weeks and had one interview and now you're waiting to hear back from them or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That may be it. I think we've also talked about this before. It feels to me like you may go into the interview for a particular position and you may not get that position, but you'll get something else through that company. Does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. It could be, yeah.
Okay, all right. So I want you to be open to that, and I will be really, really honest with you. The bigger answer to your question right now is not, are you going to get a job? The bigger answer to your question is, what are you doing to create that perfect job? That's the most important piece of this puzzle right now. Because, so let's just say you do go out there and you wrangle a job of your own accord. You force it and you make it happen. It's not going to be what you want. It's going to be the same, your same old pattern where you're working for these, you know, supremely shadow warrior women, right? We've talked about that. Boy, that is a big time pattern that you pull in. And that's what's going to happen. You force it, you're going to be in a situation where you feel forced. It's the law of attraction, kiddo. That's pretty simple stuff. And I'm not judging you. I may sound like I'm lecturing you, which I am, with all the love in my heart, but I'm not judging you. This is what we do as human beings. Trust me. You should see me. You should see me get all tangled up and stuff. It's a riot. I know better. And I totally go there. Good news is I stop myself. I'm able to stop myself now through a lot of years of work by laughing at myself, first of all, and then going, oh, yeah, I don't have to do this by myself. God is in charge of this. And then everything starts opening up. The floodgates go wide and things start to happen really fast. So you've got to trust this process. Your faith is being tested for a reason. It's being stretched. That's the key right now. And the fact that you're allowing your human self to be more in charge right now is one of the reasons why that timeline's getting bumped out. Guarantee you that. And I'm speaking from experience on that one.
Okay.
Okay. So it's interesting. The cards I'm pulling right now are, unless you are pregnant, literally, you're in a phase of gestation around this. And you've got two choices. You can birth the baby too soon. You can have all sorts of problems with that. If you were to manifest a job tomorrow based on your energy at this moment,
right,
it'd probably be temporary at best.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No, you don't need that. You don't need to go through that kind of headache.
Right. Exactly.
So relax. Relax. Focus on God. Put it in his hands. Visualize all of that stuff. Again, get these books. Get the Catherine Ponder books. Best one is Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. I would also encourage you to read Open Your Mind to Receive. That's a great little book. Those are awesome books. Again, Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, Open Your Mind to Receive by Catherine Ponder. And do the books. Don't just read them. Do them. Do everything in them. And focus on that and see what unfolds. Here's what I want. I want to talk to you in another couple of months, kiddo, and I want to hear you go, wow, I can't believe how that happened. You're never going to believe it. And I'm going to say, oh, yes, I do. Because that's how it works. All right?
Oh, I see. Well, out of curiosity, mm-hmm. just based on this theory,
mm-hmm.
that interview I had Friday,
mm-hmm.
I guess I had bad energy or something, and
I wouldn't call it bad. I wouldn't qualify it as bad. I would say there's a level of desperation in it. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, okay.
I mean, literally, when I look at that, it makes my breath get shallow, literally. So I feel, and believe me, here's the other thing you got to remember. You're up against a major fear factor in this world right now, including the employers. Employers are freaked out. They are. Everybody's freaked out. Through choice, but they're freaked out. So you have to be in a position of confidence. Confidence is not how we're learning it in this culture. It's not about striding into the interview room, you know, acting as though you feel good about yourself. Confidence, true confidence, comes from knowing that God is right there with you and he's going to make the highest and best thing happen. Surround yourself with angels. Do whatever you have to do to be in a place of spiritual confidence, true confidence. Highest and best. This is something better. You're in the win-win position if you have that mindset.
Oh, Oh, I see.
Okay. Instead of, oh my gosh, I have to get this or I'm going to die. You know, those are your two choices, kiddo. And believe me, you're in good company. So I'm going to admonish you to choose the this or something better and see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
Great. All right. I do want to hear from you in a couple of months.
Okay.
All right. And I want you in the meantime, get those books, get on Amazon or wherever you need to get them there and just do it. Do that and really, really concentrate on it like your life depended on it. And let's see what happens.
Okay. Or by the end of the month, right?
By the end of the month. All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. We have Yvonne in Washington.
Hi.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I talked to you a couple of months ago, and you told me to give you a call back.
Cool.
I'm in a relationship with a gentleman that's in active addiction.
Okay.
And
how's it going?
I guess, up and down.
Yeah, you bet. Is he getting some help?
No, he won't do that yet, but he's been trying real hard on his own.
Okay. All right. And how are you doing in it?
The same. I just have a lot of ups and downs, more downs than up.
Yeah, understandably, sweetie.
But for some reason, I'm holding on.
there's a lot of reasons that we hang on to those relationships, a lot. Now, this is, you know, it's interesting, even topically, what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, the whole, you know, stage one, stage two thing, you're in stage two with it. You know, you're in a place where you're recognizing that there's a problem and you're recognizing that there has to be, you know, a change that's made. And now you're kind of waiting for that to happen. Is that fair?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me what you're doing for you to change you in this.
I'm trying to tell my that if he really can't stop, that I need to walk away.
Okay. And that's really powerful to do. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be impossible for you.
Yeah.
It's just going to be impossible. You're setting yourself up for failure. So here's what I want you to do instead.
Okay.
I want you to know that that's a truth. That's an absolute truth. If he doesn't get help, for your highest and best good, sweetheart, you're going to have to walk away. This relationship is not going to serve you. But that's right. Let's just set that aside. All right. That's an option. That's a choice. That's a potential reality.
Right.
In the meantime, you have a phenomenal opportunity to take a look at your patterns. What is true for you, girlfriend? How do you see yourself and the world around you that would set you up to be with a man with an active addiction? That's the only thing that you need to look at right now. That's what you got to clean up in your house. That's the inworking that I was talking about earlier. And right. You have to be in phenomenal cahoots with God on this one to be guided to do the exact things on a daily basis that are going to help you heal so that you change that pattern. Because at best, I'm not kidding you, Yvonne, at the very best in the current state of energy, very best scenario is you will finally get the courage to walk away. It may take a tragedy to make that happen or some incredible trauma. You'll walk away and you will recreate this relationship with someone else, only it will be about 10 times worse because the volume always increases. All right. When we don't learn our lessons, we got to learn it harder the next time. I'm speaking from really hard experience on that one, being a double Sagittarian who, you know, typically goes, la, 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 la. I'm not listening.
Yeah.
I want
I'm
it my way.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, my goodness. You know, we typically don't like to look at that stuff. So this again, sweetie, I'm not trying to be Pollyanna. I'm just telling you how it works. There's a blessing and a curse in everything. The curse in this is obvious. So we don't even have to talk about it. The blessing in this is, wow, your belief systems are running you over like a freight train right now. You don't have to wonder what your belief systems are. You don't have to question what you truly believe about yourself and the world. It's right there in your face. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. You need to get some help with that, babe. You're not going to do it on your own. Okay? You can't change it on your own. Don't even expect yourself to. All right? So here's a little prayer I want you to start saying. ASAP, all right? I mean it. Because tell me if I'm correct on this one, but I'm looking at this energy, and fear is the ultimate thing for you right now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I just feel like you're literally afraid. Are you even physically feeling that fear?
I'm pretty sure I am. I'm just a mess.
Yeah, well, understandably, honey. So here's your affirmation. You got something to write with?
Yeah.
All right. And I'm going to be putting this on my fan page, but still, I'm going to say this several times because I know, I guarantee there's several other people out there right now listening that need this prayer just as much as you do.
Okay.
Here's the prayer. There is nothing for me to fear. God's good is at work, and divine results are now coming forth. I'm going to say it again. There's nothing for me to fear. God's good is at work, and divine results are now coming forth. One more time. There's nothing for me to fear. God's good is at work, and divine results are now coming forth.
Do you see him being able to stop soon?
Stop what? Stop using?
Yeah.
Okay, stopping the use is not recovering. Addicts can stop using sometimes for years. And then they're one breath away from using again. And when they do, it's really, really scary and really ugly. So stopping the use is not what you're looking for here. That's part of it, but that's not the answer. All right? What you're looking for is him to get into a program of some sort to get help. He will not be able to fully recover on his own because not only is it a chemical dependency, but there are patterns and belief systems at work that set him up for the addiction. That has to be healed. You know, the 12-step programs are phenomenal. They really are. They're phenomenal. But they have a pretty low percentage of recovery rate. And the reason for that is people go to those programs, but they don't get help for the emotional process that created the addiction in the first place. That has to be healed. True recovery is mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual. I highly recommend anybody with an addiction gets their little tushes straight into a 12-step program immediately, because that's at least going to give you this incredible sense of education about it. You start to learn about it. You start to recognize, oh my gosh, I'm not alone. There are other people out there in the world like this. It's an amazing place. It's an incredible door that opens to healing. And it's sometimes, for some addicts, it's the first place they ever get a true sense of God. They call God a higher power in those programs because they don't want to, you know, turn anybody off because, you know, the world's got such a stigma about the word God. But the bottom line is God's called God for a reason. You know, it's a vibratory thing, if nothing else. So he needs help, sweetheart, and you need help. And any counselor with half a brain is going to suggest that both of you get help individually for a little while. I'm not even telling you to leave the relationship, and that may sound really weird, but in this moment, even if you left it tomorrow, you'd step straight back into it. You would.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's fair, okay?
Yeah.
So you got to take responsibility for that, because I got to tell you, it's really an unhealthy situation. It really is.
Yeah.
Your feminine's dying by degrees, and she dies slowly. And it's ugly. It is a slow, quiet death of the soul, and sometimes we don't even know it until we're completely gone. And sometimes that is irreparable. So right now, this is a horrible situation, and yes, you should get the heck out of there right now, but that's not going to happen. So what needs to truly happen is you have got to get help. You have to get help for your issues so that A, you have the strength to make a clear decision about this relationship, and B, you will not recreate this on the outside, because that's what you are destined to do unless you change your pattern.
Okay.
And God is going to absolutely help you on this, girl. I'm not kidding you. You know what he's doing right now? Would you like to know what God's doing right now?
Sure.
God is standing right next to you. I'm not kidding you. He's got his hands out and he's saying, oh, sweetheart, please, please ask for my help. Please. I want to help you so bad. Let me help you. But God and Jesus and the angels and everybody else out there, they're like vampires. They can't come in unless we invite them. All right. And right now I'm looking at this, and I think not only have you not invited them, I think you got garlic around your neck on this one. I think you're doing a little bit of a, you know, recoiling from God thing. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You're pushing God away on this one. And that's okay too. Because it shows you what your belief systems are. It shows you the resistance that needs to be healed. All right? You got some guilt in there, and you got some anger towards God. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You got, sweetheart, you got to heal that. Oh, my gosh. You got such a great opportunity. You really do. I know. It just sounds so Pollyanna, doesn't it? Oh, I'm so excited for you. This opportunity is great. No, it's gonna suck. It's going to hurt really bad. Healing crises always hurt. But you're not alone. And I'm going to say what I said to you last time. I'm going to send you angels. I know all my listeners are going to do it. I'm going to demand that they do it.
Okay.
All right. And you get help. Promise me that you will.
I will.
All right,
thank
sweetheart.
You.
I mean it. Okay. I'm praying for you big time, okay?
Thank you.
Let me know what happens.
All right.
All right, sweetie. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. We're going to take a short break. That was a quirk is a quick short break. And we'll be right back. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer.
To touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me. Arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Oh, Barb, thank you. Thank you for the Tom Jones overload today. It's so good. The man just had some amazing hits. It's pretty fun. All right, we're back. We're going back to the phone lines. Jim is on the line. Jim, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Good.
I'm fortunate to not to be your first caller because, you know, I listen. Now I know how to answer your question.
Yeah, now you know I'm going to dress you down if we don't talk about a certain thing, huh? So tell me what's going on with you.
Okay, I've been doing some manifesting using your technique.
Cool.
And I think I am in stage two right now.
Yeah.
And the past couple of weeks, I've been having some some difficulty, some challenges.
Right.
And I've been getting, you know, I've been plugging right along.
Good.
And actually, a couple of days ago, I started feeling really positive about how I'm going about it and, you know, how it's going to manifest and what good it's going to do and all of that. You know, so I'm kind of scared because I'm feeling too good and like you said, it's not supposed to go from two to three in a snap. It's going to happen.
No, actually, it does go from two to three in a snap. Three happens instantaneously. But the buildup can take a long time. Stage two can go on forever, seemingly. I mean, it can feel like that. Or it can go very quickly. So this is I'm so glad you brought this up because this is another part of that three stages of manifestation that's really important for people to understand. We're in various places in our life in any one of those stages at any given moment. So you can be in stage one of, let's say, your love life. You can be in stage two around career, and you can be in stage three. You just might have manifested the car you wanted. Do you know what I'm saying? So you can be having all these different things going on at once. And the fear thing, you brought up the perfect thing that's in your way right now is that idea. And it's an idea. It's a belief that you're feeling too good. Does that seem to happen for you? Like if you feel too good or things go too well, then something horrible happens?
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a pattern for you, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What do you astrologically remind me?
Virgo.
Well, I have Virgo rising, sweetheart, so I can tell you this with all the love in my heart. Virgos have a tendency to go real high and then crash real low because they're master manifestors. Virgo's the most visionary of the earth sign, so they can see these really big things. They're not in the process of visualization. A Virgo is not like a Capricorn or a Taurus in nature, who will tend to be a little more fear-based and more real, if you will. Virgos can do reality big time, but they will also be very visionary. Okay, so the challenge with that is, and they're great manifestors. So you make something happen, and then if there's a belief system that's in place to sabotage what you manifested, you're going to crash big time. And that is always what happens. If we don't have a belief system to support what we are asking God to give us, God's going to go ahead and give it to us at some point in some fashion, and then we're going to have to learn a lesson around the belief system. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So this is so cool because you come up here really strongly as the magician. The magician is the master manifester. But here's the challenge with that. Right next to the magician, we have the fear card. So what could you potentially manifest if you've got fear?
Right.
You know, you're going to manifest another reason to be afraid. So work on the fear stuff. Turn the fear over to God. Literally turn the fear. That prayer I gave out is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, about, you know, giving God the fear. The terminology to give up, to surrender, think about it, give up. Up, you know, giving it up to God. You're not giving up on anything. You're just turning that stuff over. You have to hand the fear. And sometimes you got to do that. It's a breath by breath process. You know, sometimes you may be asking God 100 times a day to take the fear away from you. He won't take the challenges away because you're going to learn from him. And you, my darling, are hardwired to be the hero. You're hardwired to be a warrior. That's the masculine nature. The purpose thing is so powerful for you. So you're going to learn. You're going to grow through the challenge. But fear is going to paralyze you, especially as a Virgo. So you got to keep shamaning the fear. You have to keep transmogrifying. Isn't that a great word? Transmogrifying the fear. You know, the shamans who would take have the snakes bite them on purpose, and then their bodies would purify the poison.
Right.
All right. Uh-huh. Same thing for you. You're coming up with that kind of energy here. I'm not kidding you. This is a big time for you. How old are you right now?
59.
Okay. Huge time. Holy Christmas. It's a huge phase for you. You know, you're
Saturn return.
Oh, baby. And you're coming into the ultimate sage energy. Like, this is huge stuff.
Unfortunately, I feel like it.
Yeah, well, you should. You have a way of coming into your power like you've never experienced it before, and it has an unearthly quality to it, which is actually really cool. But you have to harness that in a particular way. So you got to get rid of the fear, because if fear's plugged into that, it's going to become unearthly fear, and that you don't need. We got enough of that going on the planet right now, Jimbo. You don't need to be adding your slice to the pie. Okay, so get on the fear. Yep.
Oh, yes, I follow you implicitly. There's okay. One quick thing that I wanted to ask you, and I know you're not a medical intuitive, but
no.
Along with this, mm-hmm. I've had this feeling in my body like it's being shocked. Like if you could imagine what shock treatment is like mm-hmm. they used to do in the old days, there's actual electricity running through my brain, and it's sort of, you know, and it only lasts for a split second.
Okay.
And this has happened before. Like, you know, there's times when it happens, and I've been to the doctor about it, and they don't know what it is.
They're like, oh, I have no idea. Yeah. But let me guess, they whipped out a prescription pad and wanted to put you on some medication.
Yep.
Yep, you bet. All right. So Here's what you need to understand about that. So weird. This is when I wish you could see the cards. I use the Voyager deck. I just pulled the Man of Wands, which is the total warrior card, and it has like four bolts of lightning, shocking, and one of them's going right into this guy's head. I'm not kidding you. It's amazing. So you're getting a physical, and very Virgo of you, you're going to pull it into your body. You're getting a physical sense of things changing. Does that make sense to you? Like, there's big change coming. Big change on the planet, but big change for you. You're about to step into some new adventure. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So you're actually having a physical sensation of that. And that also has to do with the neuropathway thing that we've talked about before. The neuropathways in the brain operate with a system of chemicals, and it's literally the little electrodes, you know, sending their impulses to one another. So you got a little bit of that that's trying to shift right now. You're kind of in this weird, I don't even know how to describe this other than to use a birth analogy. You're in this weird place of big change coming, and everything is trying to line itself up. It's like a baby getting into position. And so your body is literally responding to that. And you're having a little bit of a, where you're reacting prior to the change. Does that make sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm not articulating that very well. I apologize. I blame Mercury retrograde entirely for my inability to articulate.
I understand you.
Yeah. At this point, and again, I'm not a medical intuitive, but at this point, I would tell you, if you've already been to doctors about it and they're like, we have no idea what this is, then I would tell you that's another thing that you can do some prayer work on. And some of it's stress related. You're going to need to just calm down a little bit and get out of your head a little bit. Are you feel like you're spinning in your thoughts?
Yes, yeah. Constantly,
right.
From birth.
Yeah, well, so that's part of it, too. Your body's literally reacting to that. You've got a little bit of an overload going on. So do whatever you need to do, meditation-wise or deep breathing or exercise or whatever it is, to just get that in line a little bit. And when you start getting too head trippy, turn it over. Give it up to God, baby. I'm serious. That's the universal answer. I know. It makes my job really easy, doesn't it? Because I always come back to the same thing. But guess what? It is the only thing. So do that. Keep working on this. You got something huge changing at least by the middle part of summer, mid part of July. Things are going to really start rocking. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So get ready for it. This is great. You know, you get to prepare for the marathon here. So, all right. Get rid
of the fear. Thank you, Michelle.
You bet, sweetheart. Get rid of the fear. I mean it.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Do we have time for Angela? We have 2 minutes. Angela, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We got to do this so fast, kid. This is going to be like the remedial fast speed thing. Go for it. Tell me what's going on.
Okay. I believe I'm in stage 2 in the manifestation.
Okay.
And I'm just feeling overwhelmed and a bit stretched. And how do you deal with it or the faith and just believe? I mean, like, keep your eyes on the vision.
Yeah, you just do it. It's like the spiritual Nike commercial. You have to keep your eye on the vision, and you have to have a prayer practice. You want to have some specific prayer statements to say and some specific ways of talking to God. And if you have to be talking to God, I'm not kidding you, every 15 minutes to keep yourself from going into that head spin, then you have to do that. I'm going to give you a really cool prayer. I will put this on my Facebook. The divine plan of my life now unfolds in definite concrete experiences leading to my heart's desire. Again, the divine plan of my life now unfolds in definite concrete experiences leading to my heart's desire. There's a lot of variables, a lot of unanswered questions right now for you. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. And so you got to give this a little time. You got to let some things come to you and be revealed to you before you're going to be completely clear on how to get to the vision that you're looking for. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I'm on a crossroad, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm on a crossroad. I'm not.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of factors will determine
right.
where I'll go.
Yeah. You don't know exactly which path to choose right now. So let God reveal that to you. So just all you have to do is focus on the divine plan. Focus on what you're ultimately wanting and let some of the steps be revealed to you. Then you can take right action. Don't get ahead of the card on this one, okay?
Okay.
All right, sugar. We have to tie this up. Angela, I'm going to send you some angels on this. And everybody out there, just keep doing the prayer stuff. I'm not kidding you. That's the magic answer. Take care, Angela, okay? Oh, she got off? Okay. All right. Wow. Hello. Well, you know what? We're going to do the same thing next week. We're going to keep going on this. These are great questions. It's a universal experience that everybody's having right now, and I want to keep talking about it. So next week, same thing, noon right here. Barb, thank you so much, darling, for the phenomenal music. Again, Tom Jones, it was great having you in the studio with us. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Michelle Morgan. It's Living on a Prayer.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.